Welcome to Cinephile. In our new feature, we'll be hearing from film directors, actors, new talents, and an RFI guest review once a month. First up, a special guest director, whose debut feature film, Bienvenue au Gondwana, released in France, South Korea and Germany this April. I managed to nab Comic Maman, whose biting political and social satire on RFI's French service has won him fame and plenty of followers. So welcome to Gondwana. Bienvenue au Gondwana!
Notre leader bien-aimé a pris tout le monde par surprise en annonçant sa candidature aux prochaines élections présidentielles.
Sous sa dictature, les Gondwanais n'ont connu de souffrance.
Je veux que vous alliez au Gondwana pour porter haut le flambeau de la tradition démocratique de votre pays.
Partir une semaine en Afrique?
Maman, thank you very much for being with us today. Your film Bienvenue au Gondwana, Welcome to Gondwana, is about a presidential election in the très, très démocratique République de Gondwana, the very, very democratic Republic of Gondwana in Africa. It's seen through the actions and experiences of an international election observation team. Can you tell us, what does Gondwana mean? Not everybody knows necessarily what that means. It does mean something.
Yeah, it's a country that doesn't exist, but that really exists, if you can read between the lines. So Gondwana describes our African countries. So there's lack of education, lack of health services, lack of democracy, freedom of speech. So I don't say no name of a president of leaders, no name of country, but every African citizen can recognize himself in Gondwana. So Gondwana represents Africa, but not only Africa. Today, Donald Trump's USA is Gondwana.
But does the word itself mean anything outside of Maman's world?
Gondwana is an ancient continent, 6 million years away. So
600 million.
Yes. Yeah. The planet Earth with the two continents. In the north, we have the Laurasi, and the south, part of this continent was Gondwana, to represent Africa, India, South America. That is Gondwana.
The film is a satire. As we said, it mocks democracy. Yeah. Président fondateur, translated into English, president founder. Yeah. But in French, it also means founding president.
Yes.
He's invisible, but he's also omnipresent.
Yes, he's invisible so that every African can say that this is my president.
He's determined to be re-elected, even though we don't see him. He's backed by all those who benefit from him being in power.
Yeah.
Democracy is bandied about in this country where there's no free opposition, in a former colonial power which manipulates the election result.
Yeah.
But there's a civil rights group that gives hope.
Yes, young people. In Senegal, we had Yanama. In Burkina Faso, we had the Ballet Citoyen, and Democratic Republic of Congo today, we have the Lucha and Filimbi, who are struggling to have freedom of speech in their own country. So the future lays in their hands.
You've mentioned those NGOs in those specific countries. Are there other specific countries that inspired the film and perhaps its characters?
Not directly inspired the film, but all the cast all come from every parts of Africa. We have actors from Senegal, from Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, Ivory Coast, Cameroon, Congo, Gabon. So this film deals about the whole continent of Africa.
In fact, we have two of the actors here. They're going to speak to us in French, so they'll be voiced over in English.
Yeah.
And they play the two kind of henchmen who work on behalf of the president and who are the escorts.
Yeah, we call them the men in black, the two men in black. If you have watched Pulp Fiction, Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, so you have the characters played by Samuel Jackson and John Travolta.
Te demander quand tu vas gagner les élections.
Faut pas nous oublier, hein.
Two of the main actors, who are very popular Ivorian TV stars, Digbo Kravat and Michel Gohou, joined us in the studio. They play the president's henchmen in the film, and their recurrent question throughout is, what exactly is the international community? What does it mean? It's repeated so many times, it becomes really absurd. Anyway, Michel Gohou was the first to answer my question.
I can come for
And so much for my translation skills. He continued in French, saying that he and Digbo Kavat understood nothing of the conversation in English I'd had with Maman. Playing safe, I asked Digbo Kavat about his clever routine with Michel Gohou, which draws plenty of laughs from the audience.
Maman avait juste, il s'est dit, voici des gens qui peuvent travailler pour le président fondateur.
It's our all-time double act that we've done before. And Maman thought, here are two characters who can work for the founding president. So we tried to rise to the occasion. The characters love each other, but they try to outdo each other. They are always arguing, but they are inseparable. Their political discussions are a way of criticizing the dirty work these types of characters do for the president, and the humor makes it work.
Maman, coming back to you, one last question. Asparagus plays a key role in the film. Are you particularly fond of asparagus? Do you hate asparagus?
No, asparagus is it's just ridiculous for a French politician to sell asparagus to Africans. This is very funny.
There's a lot of absurd in your film.
Yeah, it's absurd, but that's reality.
Tu voudrais pas venir en Afrique avec moi? Tu verras des choses dont t'as pas idée.
Je te connais à peine.
Où la France? On monte au feu!
Et ton frère? Vous savez, Marcel, je le comprends.
Soldat! Allez, retourne dans ta tranchée, vieux!
My personal pick this month is Cessez le Feu, which means ceasefire in English. It's directed by Emmanuel Courcol. It stars Romain Duris, who's played in films with Jacques Audiard, like A Prophet, which won one of the big prizes at Cannes in 2009, and the British Film and TV Academy's Best Foreign Language Film in 2010. Duris has grown up and takes on the role of Georges Lafont in Cessez le Feu, Ceasefire. He's trying to escape from his memories of the fighting on the front in World War I by going to Africa.
Il m'a semblé juste qu'un homme puisse avoir.
It seemed natural to me that a French man who could choose from many ways to forget his traumatic experiences of World War I would opt to seek adventure in an unfamiliar but colonial territory, which Africa offered at that time. He flees from his memory in a place which is completely new to him.
Courcol, best known for his dramas, which most often reflect questions and doubts in French society, has worked with some of the biggest French actors today. He was prompted to tell a story set in World War I, which his own grandfather had survived. He said the film was inspired by those stories, but the film tells different ones.
Le malheur des hommes et des familles.
The stories of the men and women in the film convey the horror of war. They demonstrate the fact that World War I was a terrible massacre.
Georges eventually comes home to face his distraught mother, the loss of one brother, and the other who has lost the power of speech. Grégory Gadebois is amazingly measured as the mute sibling who conveys a wide range of feelings in Courcol's tragic and also romantic scenes without pathos. A Franco-Belgian film, Cessez le Feu, was the third highest in the box office rankings in France in its first week in the middle of April. You may have to wait for a while for it to release more widely or for home viewing, but it's a solid drama with plenty of reasons to be seen abroad. Now, our special guest cinephile from the RFI English newsroom, this week, Laura Angela Bagnetto. She was bowled over by Marley Gaumont, another Franco-Belgian film directed by Julien Rombaldi. It takes place in the French countryside and stars Aïssa Maïga as the mum and Mark Zinger as the doctor Seyoko, the man who's brought his family to this out-of-the-way place in a far-off country.
Habité en France.
Oui, dans un petit village au nord de Paris.
Ah, là, Paris.
Enfin, c'est un peu plus au nord.
Le printemps, les Champs-Élysées.
Bienvenue, Marley Gaumont.
Laura Angela Bagnetto, thank you very much for joining us in the studio for this very first cinephile on RFI.
Thanks for having me.
It's a film that is already travelling the world.
In English, it's called The African Doctor. It's absolutely lovely. It's actually a true story.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it then?
Basically, it's the story about a family from Democratic Republic of Congo. The father gets his medical degree at the University of Lille in France, and he gets a job in the middle of nowhere in France called Marley Gaumont.
Why did you like the film?
I like the film because this happened in the 70s. This is a parents and a little boy and a little girl, and they come across racism, provincialism, people who've never seen black people before. It's a little bit shocking. But the things that they do to try to make things better, people eventually come around and see, oh my gosh, and they change people's attitudes. But it's not like a hardcore movie. It's a nice movie because they have a voice and they make sure that they're heard in this tiny town, which is parts of it are really funny. One of the funny things that the doctor says, he's like, you know, Africans are not only about singing, they're not only about playing sports. And he happens to have a daughter who's about 12 in this movie, who is an amazing soccer player, or football player, I should say. And she conquers the town with her fabulous skills, but she has to do it sneakily because she can't tell her dad that, you know, she's a football star.
Laura Angela Bagnetto, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So three films to look out for: Maman's Bienvenue au Gondwana, Welcome to Gondwana, Emmanuel Courcol's Cessez le Feu or Ceasefire, and Julien Rombaldi's Marly Gaumont, also known as The African Doctor. I hope you enjoyed our new programme. Listen up each time as Susan Owensby will ask listeners a question about the latest cinephile content on The Sound Kitchen. There may be prizes to be won there. So Cinephile on RFI the last Wednesday of the month and replayed the following Saturday. The first question will come in the next Cinephile, which will be full of the Cannes Film Festival. I'll be there reporting for RFI's English service on the films in and out of competition from our studio on the Croisette. So join me then.
Oh, I'd go anywhere in the world with you now.
I'll be back.